see that. There's so much in these readings today, but we'll have to be prudent here. First, notice what an example of prayer both these people give us. Huh? This is a man who's been risking his life to bury the dead, trying to stay away from the government, which is stopping Jews from doing this, and he's stricken blind. And his wife, has already said to him, and so many of the neighbors as well, you know, you're wasting your time trying to serve God and do these extra things. Look what's happening. Tobias began to pray. And so he said, Lord, I'm miserable. It's all your fault. No, that's not what he said at all, is it? He began, you are righteous, O Lord, and all your deeds are just. All your ways are mercy and truth. You are the judge of the world. And now, O Lord, will you be mindful of me and look with favor upon me? Punish me not for my sins, nor for my inadvertent offenses, nor for those of my ancestors. We sinned against you and disobeyed your commandments. You hear this prayer? Yes, he's going on to say, he's going to say, deal with me as you please. Command my life breath to be taken from me, and so forth. It's just too much. You know, I'm sick, I'm blind, I'm being persecuted, my wife, my friends are mocking me. As the Arabs would say, hadabas, that's enough. But it's in the context of praying to God for the people. In the context of the people. We are members of the body of Christ. Do we start our prayers, Lord, have mercy on your church. Hear the prayers of all those in prison. Hear the prayers of all the sad and the sick. Lord, we know we have failed you immensely. When you died, you confided the whole world to our care, and we have made a mess of it. But you are righteous, O God. Do we ever start that way? See, we've lost the sense of belonging to the body of Christ. All I'm ever talking about are my problems. This is very important. And dear old Sarah? Well, I'm not going to hang myself because it would be an insult to my father. People would insult my father. Look what your daughter did. In this part of the world, they would too. So she's just been, you know, seven men have been married. She's been married to seven different men. They all died. Everybody's making fun of her. And she's suffering, right? And so she starts out then, blessed are you, O Lord, merciful God, and blessed is your holy and honorable name. Blessed are you in all your works forever. Isn't that something? At that very time, the prayer of these two suppliants was heard in the glorious presence of Almighty God. It's an example, isn't it? Do we carry the desire, the concern for the church in our spirit, in our heart? Do we think about it? The church is the physical presence of Christ on earth. Today we're celebrating these martyrs in Africa. You know. And the worst thing, and then to repent for the whole church. Lord, we've let this culture, which is so mixed up and bringing people to darkness and maybe even hell, and we've just sung along with Mitch. And we repent instead of saying, well, I voted for the right guy, or I did, you know. We. This is very important. And then we have the story again of a woman and all that her husbands die. But this now is a theological problem. The Sadducees say, if it's not in the Torah, the first five books, it's not Revelation. There's other good stuff, but it's not Revelation. And there's nowhere in the Torah that speaks of the resurrection of the dead. Therefore, there is none. That's their argument. So they go and they pose this question to Jesus. And, of course, they know and he knows. If I argue from, you know, Psalm 73, you will take me to heaven. And that's nice, but that's not. It's only the Torah. So look at his mercy. First, he says, you don't understand. You don't know the power of God or the scriptures. Ooh, that's a tough one. You don't know the scriptures. Don't you understand my Father's plan? Don't you know how much he loves the human body? I wish we knew that today. His plans for the human body to be filled with his own Trinitarian life and live forever? Don't you understand that? Do you think that all you're destined for is to go on and on and on, making money and having kids and then die and then do it in another world? Or what? What do you think? You don't know the power of God. And he talks about that first, right? This, you know, reproducing is because of death. When there's no more death, you know, that's it. Finally, the power of the resurrection of Jesus has had its effect. And you will be glorious in the kingdom of my Father. You will be eating and drinking with me at my banquet. Don't you understand? Realize you're not a shadowy little something or other for the rest of eternity. You are a human being with your body because my Father loves your body. That's the foundation for chastity. The plan God has for our bodies. And then he says, and by the way, in the Torah, there is a proof for the resurrection. So he quotes this text from Exodus. You see. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God told him, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. If I am their God, then I must protect them. And if I can't raise them from the dead, what kind of a protector am I? I am their God. And I can protect them. And I can give them eternal life. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Therefore, you are greatly misled. So it would be a nice day to start thinking about, well, where are we going? And also about the church. Pray for the church, not pray for the church. Pray for us. We're the church. And pray, forgive us our sins, Lord. You have trusted this world to us, and look what we've done. Nobody knows your name. How few people worship your Son Jesus and know what he's done for them. And in whatever problems they're having, can rest assured that by the blood of Christ, they are free from sin and ultimately from death. And nobody even knows that. So no wonder they're working 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, to make money. For what? They don't know any better. They're angry. Life is a joke. You know, you go around getting sick, taking pills, having kids, and you die. And who's telling them God's plan? And not only that, but we live like they do. Great and merciful are you, O God. You sent your holy and beloved Son to save us. Lord, we acknowledge our sins. We have failed you. Have mercy on us, Lord. Thank you for the way you love our human bodies, the way you want them to be in existence forever. Thank you, Lord. Forgive us our sins.